was only a couple of years out of college, Boston University School of Journalism, when I came to work in New York, where I worked as a writer for a newspaper. And then I went, I was hired by the New Deal organization, the Farm Security Administration, to make pictures to show the citizens of the country and the Congress how desperate the conditions were for many people in the areas of the country. And each week I had to produce an expense account for the U.S. government, and I also had to have captions for all the pictures I made. And so I began to scribble down little things to myself when I was working in the field. And at night, while my film was being developed in the bathroom of my hotel, I would then write notes to myself from the notes I'd written during the day as I was making pictures. In time, I expanded those notes, and over the years, I expanded them even further, even more fully. And you know, the keeping of notes begins as a necessity, and expanding them often becomes a habit. And then somewhere along the line, for notebook takers, it becomes a compulsion. And somewhere in my years of making pictures and scribbling notes to myself became a compulsion, and it's been so ever since. And at the very moment when I am now doing a book, a memoir of my years, the notes I made across the country and around the world for many years on many stories and many experiences are invaluable to me now.